to conclude with the parts of the body. If you get down like this, you say you're down on your
haunches.
Ah, all right, okay, that's what I say too. Did you ever hear hunkers?
No.
What do you say you're doing when you get down like that?
Crouching.
Anything else?
No, I always call it crouching. Or stooping.
How about
maybe.
Squat?
Squatting, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But not hunker?
No.
Not hunkering. Okay, we'll stop there. I checked this earlier this evening, so I think it's working all right. But it might be well to check it again in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed from transcribing the first part of the interview that there were a few things I had missed or not investigated thoroughly, so let me get them. I neglected to ask you when I was asking about your activities and so forth whether you have traveled very much, and if so, where?
I've traveled extensively up and down the East Coast. You know, especially in concertizing, and also in Europe, concertizing. I was very fortunate to be given an invitation by the State Department to do a goodwill tour of Germany, France, and Rome.
Oh, how nice. When was that?
That was in 74, I believe. And it was very, very nice.
How long a tour was it?
A month.
That's good. That's enough time to be able to see something of the country.
Yes, 55 concerts.
Oh, you didn't see any of the country. You spent all your time practicing
and traveling. But it was very, very nice. I enjoyed it much. I did not get an opportunity, unfortunately, to see the Pope, as had been originally scheduled. Mm-hmm. Because at the time when we did arrive in Rome, it was inconvenient. Oh. And time was really running out, and we had to leave the very next day.
Mm-hmm.
But I did play at Notre Dame.
Oh, that's marvelous.
In Paris. Oh, I love Paris. Mm-hmm. It's just fabulous.
Do you speak French?
No.
Did you find that enough people spoke English that you didn't have a problem?
Mm-hmm. And then everything was guided, too, and being handled by the military. So that helped a great deal. And of course, most of the time was spent in Germany, and a great deal of time in my favorite city, Heidelberg.
Why do you like Heidelberg so much?
All my life, I have just loved Heidelberg. I think simply because of the fact that it's a university city. I think, too, the student prince, the operetta, was influential in causing me to like Heidelberg. And
what was your acquaintance with the student prince? Were you in it?
No, I just loved it as an operetta. Mm-hmm. And then the fascination for the bridge that crosses the Neckar with its twin round towers.
Mm.
And I think all of that just made me sort of fall in love with Heidelberg in a very romantic way.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly to find that I was actually going to Heidelberg, because while the tour was going on, Heidelberg served as a base.
Mm. Oh, marvelous. Couldn't have been better.
So that, it was marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that it was what you expected it to be? Sometimes people are disappointed when they go to a place that they've always wanted to visit.
Heidelberg is just as romantic as you conjure it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I find that Germany is.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fascinating being there. And I just found it tremendously rewarding.
Mm. Were the organs all excellent?
The organs were excellent. Some were very old.